A reading from Ephesians chapter 6. Let's open up Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. And we began this passage last Sunday. We will continue it today. But this is part of an overall passage that Paul began way back in chapter 5, where he says that we are, in verse 21, to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. And so beginning with verse 1, Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it will be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but instead bring them up in the training and in the admonition of the Lord." Paul has been talking to us about the Spirit-filled family, a family that is led by the Holy Spirit through the teaching of the Word of God that you receive through the leaders, the pastors, the teachers that God has given to the church. Back in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12, Paul teaches us that the church has a structure. The family has a structure. Society has a structure. And so Paul is showing us the structure here and how we as Christians are to live when God, the Holy Spirit, directs our life. In verses 22 to 33 of chapter 5, Paul describes how husbands and wives fulfill the roles and responsibilities that God gives us in marriage. Last Lord's Day, we began this passage where Paul teaches us the role and responsibility that God gives children. Especially if you are children in a Christian home, and especially if you have come to a point in your life where you have made a verbal profession and have given a testimony, maybe even with baptism, that you belong to God, that you are a child of God. And you demonstrate this, you demonstrate that you are an obedient child of God the way you obey your parents. Husbands and wives obey the Lord as illustrated in their obedience and submission to each other. Children, they demonstrate their obedience to their heavenly Father by the way they obey their earthly parents. And so Paul here is concerned with two major subjects or two major ideas and thoughts that he presents to us in these verses. And then he goes on and gives us four reasons why we are to do these things. The first is what we just read in verse 1 is obedience. The second is what we find in verse 2, and we did not discuss this last Sunday, and that is the subject of honoring your father and your mother, in other words, your parents. And then Paul goes and gives us four reasons why children, Christian children, children that are filled with the Holy Spirit of God and have given testimony that they belong to God, they demonstrate it by the way they live. And there's four reasons. And the first reason that we examined last time is found in verse 1. Paul says, this is right. Right, one of the meanings of right in the Greek language is straight. We have seen in our relationships that husbands are to love their wives, wives are to submit to their parents, in the very same way that Jesus Christ loves the church. And in this way, children are to love God so much that they obey their parents as a demonstration that they love Christ. Interesting, when we read the book of Judges in the Old Testament, the very last verse there, it says that in those days, there was no king in Israel, and everybody did as they thought was right in his own eyes. And that describes the culture and the society that we live in today. When it says that there was no king in Israel, that means there was no central figure of authority. There was nobody to obey, nobody to follow. When Israel was in the desert, they followed the Lord through the leadership of Moses. Later, when they came into the land, they followed Joshua. In those days, the law of God was taught to their children. That is a primary responsibility of children that we will study next time in verse 4, where it says, "Fathers, bring your children up, raise them in the admonition of the Lord." But in those days, we find that everybody
was independent.
There was this idea that I can do whatever I want, whatever is right in my eyes, not God's eyes. And in our society, we find that because children do not obey their parents, they come under the influence, they come under the authority of outside influences, teachers, friends, groups of people that they associate with, gangs sometimes, politicians, famous people, movie stars. These are the people that have become the standard that people look up to and follow as an authority instead of the authority that God has set up in society. And so Paul says, it is right, it is correct, it is holy, it is righteous for you to obey your parents. This pleases God. Secondly, the next three reasons Paul gives us here very briefly. And they're associated not only with the word obey, but they're associated with the word honor your father and your mother. This is a direct quote from Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. A list of the Ten Commandments. Почитай отца твоего и мать. Это пятая заповедь, которую апостол Павел здесь цитирует. И повиновение или послушание, и почитать родителей, оно одно с другим связано, потому что это слова Господни, которые Господь повелевает нам. This commandment was given to Jewish children, and to this commandment was attached a special blessing. A blessing, it says here, it says it has a promise. But when you read Exodus, you will find that the children that obeyed their parents, they were promised by God to have long life. How long, we don't know. In those days, people did not live to be 80 or 90 years old as we do in our more health-conscious society. And that is not a promise to Christians, to people in the church. Because the promises made to Israel do not always apply to the promises in the church. But in a general sense, when we look at a child obeying their parents, then they come under the structure and the authority and the protection and the guidance of a family that acts as a protection for children instead of children being out in society and following the lead and the leadership of gangs and their friends and other people in society. And so in this sense, when children are outside the home, they oftentimes get involved in gangs, they get involved in drug addiction, alcohol, they get involved in immorality, they get involved in violation of national laws that puts them in jail. And so their life, in a certain sense, loses the spiritual blessing that God offers those that in turn submit themselves and learn to obey their parents, who in turn are supposed to be their spokesperson from God. Parents, we have a responsibility that we will pick up next time in verse 4 and learn how we are to raise our children. But you children, when you still live with your family, with your parents, you have a responsibility. It does not matter if you agree or disagree with your parents. It does not matter if your parents are believers or unbelievers. Unless they command you and specifically prohibit you from doing something that God commands or prohibits in Scripture, you are to be under the authority of your parents and to honor them for who they are, because God has given you your parents. And honor when you're an adult and you enter into your own family and you establish your own authority structure your family. Honoring your parents means to care for their needs as they grow older and to be involved emotionally with them in their lives and not to cut them off. But parents, this does not mean you are to intrude in the married life of your children either. There has to be a separation there. And so this promise that is given, it says, honor your parents, obey your parents, because there is a promise attached to it. There's no guarantee that if you obey your parents, you will live to be 80 or 90 or 100 or a long age. We have, sadly, because of sin in society, because of Adam and Eve sinning, we have diseases. We have things that happen in nature that sometimes children die, young people die. We just heard a prayer request from not just an ordinary man, but a man of God that is a pastor. Okay, to pray for them. You see, the result of sin is that sometimes our life is short. But in general, if you obey the structure that God has set up for you in honor, then God promises, and in general, you will live a healthier, more pleasing, more peaceful life that God blesses, especially with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you are a child of God. And so that was the second reason. The first reason is because this is right before God, this is holy, this is what God commands. And secondly, because there is a certain promise from God of blessing for doing so. The third reason, and it's related to the second reason, we find in verse 3. It says, so that it would be well for you. And this is just a further detail of the blessing and the promise that God offers to you. Sadly, we see most of our children oftentimes are exposed to role models outside the church and outside the family. If you look at many of the movie stars today, we find that their children have not been taught to obey and to honor their parents. And you look at a lot of the young children, the movie stars today, and they're in and out of jail. And they're in and out of drug addiction clinics and alcohol and all sorts of immorality and a gross, risky lifestyle. And we look at politicians whose life is no different. And we look at other people in society, community leaders, neighbors, children. If you want a well-balanced life, God has given you the gift of parents. Lastly, fourthly, Jewish children were promised a long life that we find here in verse 3. And again, reasons 2, 3, and 4 are simply more detail of the first one, where we find this is what God demands and that asks for us. God willing, next Sunday, we will get into the structure of the family, where and how parents, fathers and mothers, jointly together in the structure of authority, teach their children to obey them, to honor them, and in so doing, obey and honor God. May God be blessed in His word. Amen.